It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Aaron Copland's 1945 Pulitzer Prize-winning music for the ballet Appalachian Spring had its premiere at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Since the auditorium there could only fit 13 musicians in the orchestra pit, Copland wrote the piece for 13 instruments. Copland later arranged the ballet score into a suite for full orchestra, but he made a lot of cuts and changes while he was doing it. Ever since then, orchestras have shown interest in restoring these cuts to make a full orchestral version of the original ballet music. Now, thanks to the Aaron Copland Fund for Music, the cuts Copland made have been restored. Aaron Sherber, music director of the Martha Graham Dance Company, led a team that included composer and conductor David Newman and others who collaborated to restore Copland's cuts as accurately as possible. And they say some of the restored sections may be a revelation to audiences. Calling the longest restored cut more dissonant and modern-sounding than other Copland work from that period. Last week, the new version got its world premiere in Dallas, and there's a repeat in June with the Baltimore Symphony. The bass player who may hold the record as the longest-tenured orchestra musician in the world has died. Jane Little had been a bassist in the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra since 1945. We can say that Jane was fortunate to do what she loved until the very end of her storied life and career, the symphony said in a Facebook post. The ASO was truly blessed to have Jane as part of our family for the past 71 years, and we all miss her passion, vitality, spirit, and talent. Little, who debuted as a bassist in Atlanta at age 16 and who never stopped playing, went out the way she would have wanted, like the trooper she was. The symphony was performing a pops concert called Broadway's Golden Age, and we're about 30 seconds from the last measures of There's No Business Like Show Business, when Little collapsed and was carried backstage by her fellow bassists. She never regained consciousness. What an amazing way to go, said Amanda Turner in a post on the ASO website. The Guinness Book of World Records doesn't list an official record for longest orchestra tenure. The unofficial record had been held by Francis Darger, violinist in the Utah Symphony, who retired in 2012 after 70 years. A few months ago, at Jane Little's request, the Atlanta Symphony sent documentation to have her 71-year tenure registered with the Guinness Book of World Records. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.